My name's George Hamner, Jr. I'm president of Indian River Exchange Packers and East Coast Packing House.
You spoke today about marketing fresh lemons in Florida. And what were some of the major challenges you discussed in your presentation today?
Well, the biggest thing for growing lemons in Florida is that we're at tropical conditions. Lemons react with blemishes and have scarring, which makes them harder to market. You have to handle them very tenderly, which starts in the field with harvesting and as well as going through the packing house to avoid oil spotting and black tips.
You also discussed that there's a very short marketing window in Florida for the lemons. Can you talk about that?
With the window of opportunity starts in the middle of July and it ends about the 1st of October. The reason for that is that with the maturity of our crop, we start spot picking in early in July, but it takes a couple of weeks to cure lemons out. And we deal with a very tight window that is the end of California's market and the beginning before the Arizona market begins. Today, it's even tighter because we have imports competing. We have Chile and Argentina in July and August, and we have Mexico in the end of July all the way through November. So we have to fit into a very tight niche for sales.
Do you think there's room in the Florida market for more growers to produce lemons?
Yes, I think there's more room in the Florida market for growers, simply because for one, our biggest advantage is freshness and the freight advantage along the East Coast, which is our major market. But there is a limited volume that we can sell in those markets and compete with the other imports and the California fruit.
And finally, can you tell me what varieties, what cultivars, rootstocks you're seeing the most success with for fresh lemons?
Boy, if you want to kick the can down the road at a coffee house conversation, right now there's three varieties in Florida. One is Eureka, Bears, and Harvey's. We like very much Eurekas, and we planted in Eurekas on sour. Bears and Harvey's have been leaning toward the juice market. Harvey actually shows a lot of promise. We just don't know a lot about it. So I guess my first choice is still Eurekas.